Hi there, folks. Andrew Mason down here at the Senior Bowl. So, no, I was not at the Gary Kubiak press conference. I did get a chance to watch it, however. And really, going forward, the biggest thing now is who is he going to have on his staff? There's a lot of reports out there about possibilities, talking about Rick Dennison, the former O-line coach of the Broncos, former offensive coordinator in Houston, being the offensive coordinator. That would allow for a good cohesion with Gary Kubiak, who, of course, has said that he likes calling plays, a big part of what he's going to do going forward with the Broncos. But then the rest of the offensive staff, you're seeing a lot of familiar names. Reports have the Broncos having Clancy Barone move from tight ends back to offensive line. He coached the O-line back during the Josh McDaniels era, and we know how good a position coach he is at tight end based on the progress of Julius Thomas from a basketball player in college into a Pro Bowler. And then you've also got Tyke Tolbert, the receivers coach. According to reports, he's going to be staying on. That's a big boost for guys like Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, and also Cody Latimer, because his progress, I think, is going to be one of the key storylines for that position group going forward. And then Eric Studisville, reportedly, he's going to stay on as running backs coach. And again, just like Julius Thomas and Cody Latimer at the other positions, that allows for continuity with a young group of players at that position. You know, C.J. Anderson, he's taken some big strides under Studisville as an assistant coach. Anderson's going to the Pro Bowl this week. He was named after being an alternate. But also, it's a good chance for Ronnie Hillman and Monte Ball to continue their progress, as well as Juwan Thompson after a promising rookie season for him. So something old, something new on the offensive side, looks like. On the defensive side, that's going to take some time to play out. It may well be a mix of the old and new. It may be a completely new staff we're going to see in the days going forward. But really, when you look at the Gary Kubiak hire, in my opinion, it's just as important to note what his assistants will be and what their philosophy will be as far as evaluating whether this is going to be a successful transition for the Denver Broncos. That's it from down here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. I'll have reports from the Senior Bowl on how guys are doing. You're going to track some of the draft risers and fallers here, so check DenverBroncos.com for more of that. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.